everyone. This is Mistress Brighton, and wow, today has been a day. So, what can I say about Tumblr that does not include a lot of profanity? Hang on, I'm thinking. Still thinking. Nope, still thinking. Nothing. There's nothing that I can say about what Tumblr has done that doesn't involve a lot of swearing. It was shitty. Tumblr can suck my strap-on dick because what they did fucked over people who have been using the site for years. It's shitty. All of their fucking pandering. Oh, because they got kicked out of the Apple store? Well, it goes a little bit deeper than that. This has actually been going on for, I don't have a timeline, but I know in the past year, they have removed adult content from tags. Anyone posting links in their Tumblr posts do not show up in the searches. They started flagging content months ago. I mean, for as long as I've been posting Second Life videos, I had perfectly non-adult, like perfectly safe for work Second Life videos flagged and removed, and I had to appeal to get them put back. This was going on before they decided to kill adult content. And so what they've done is, you know, they gave us the warning, what was it, last month or the month before that, and said, oh, blah, 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 we're getting rid of adult content to make Tumblr a better place for all of us. Oh, you want to make it a better place. Well, if you want to make it a better place, maybe leave the dicks and vaginas and nipples there because, I mean, I don't know about you, but I like porn. This was apparently their resolution for being kicked off out of the Apple store. Apparently, the Tumblr app was removed from the Apple store because the company claimed that, like, they were allowing pornographic content that I am not allowed to talk about. So I can't say what it is, but it's something that would be against our terms of service. That was their excuse. So instead of Tumblr just taking one for the team, they decided to pander to Apple and who the fuck ever else and say, oh, well, we'll just get rid of all adult content so that we can get back in the Apple store. What the entire fuck? What the shit? What is that? Who are you? Like, seriously, who the fuck are you? Anyway, they've now removed all adult content, which basically means that when I logged into Central Dom Brighton today, I had a newbie avatar picture. They stripped my avatar picture, and now all of my content on my blog is hidden. So if you try to go directly to my Tumblr link, you get this flashy lighted page that says, ooh, this is adult content. Are you sure you want to look at this? You better go to your dashboard. Ooh, it's the stupidest fucking thing I've ever seen in my life. It's actually, like, I logged in and they had pixelated people's avatar pictures because, ooh, this person is an adult content provider and we've hidden them from Tumblr. We've hidden them. They are shameful. We are shaming you. Can you tell that I'm really fucking pissed off about this? I mean, I started using Tumblr even before I joined LDW. And what I liked about Tumblr in my personal life is that you could go on there and do everything from read erotica to talk to other kinksters to, you know, oh God, I don't know. I'm like at a loss for words right now. I think what they've done is really shitty. And think about what has happened every single time a platform has decided that they're going to police the content. You lose followers. People go elsewhere. And so this is what's happening now, is that the people that want to keep their adult content are now leaving Tumblr. Now, I will tell you that if you are on Tumblr, if you haven't done this already, if you want to save your blog, you can back up all of your content. You can transfer your blog to WordPress. I don't know what it's going to look like when you transfer it, but you have that option. If you back it up, it gets saved to a zip drive. As far as I know, I'm not really clear on, once you get the zip drive, can you transfer it to other platforms, or do you just have it, you know, like if you had pictures and videos on there that you wanted to save or whatever. In the meantime, while I'm ranting, I will tell you that myself and a few other ladies have signed up for Mastodon, which is like a cross between Twitter and Tumblr and Discord. You can sign up for one of their servers. They have adult servers. I am on a server called Kinky Business, which I think is fucking amazing that they have a server called Kinky Business. Harper actually found it, so you can thank Harper. There's another server that I initially signed up for, which is Humbler Social, but earlier today it was down and I couldn't use it, so I signed up for Kinky Business. The other site that I signed up for is BDSMbler. BDSMbler? It's basically BDSM, L as in Larry, R as in Roro. I don't know. And BDSMbler is basically it's basically everything that Tumblr wishes that it could be. I've heard from some people that it's a little buggy. So since I'm now on both platforms, I'll be checking that out. I did have to kind of poke it when I signed up for it earlier today, but it seems to be working okay. And we are on Discord. Now, we originally created our Discord server for our Second Life fans. You do not have to be on Second Life to join Discord. Harper has a server for Horror School on there, in addition to the Enchantrix Empire server. So even if you're not a gamer, and that's a whole other story. Second Life technically is not a game, but we'll get into that another time. You can join Discord, and it's basically a gaming chat platform where you can talk to the mistresses. I'm on there. Harper's on there. There's quite a few ladies. I think Delia joined today. Willow is on there. Simone joined today. If you guys, you know, have ever done calls with Simone, she's on there. One of the newer ladies, Riley, is on there. So we've all hopped on Discord. You can chat with us there. Of course, you can always chat with us on our Enchantrix Empire social network, which is basically our kinky version of Facebook. So you can find us there. But if you want to try out a Tumblr alternative, I would suggest the Kinky Business server on Mastodon. I have provided in my blog a link to both of my accounts on Mastodon and on BDSM Lure, so you can find me there. And hopefully more people will join us, but I don't know. It's kind of weird, like this whole drama llama thing that Tumblr started. It just makes me really sad. I feel like I lost a friend. I know that's kind of like dramatic, but whatever. In all honesty, I have been using Tumblr with LDW for the past 3 years that I've been with the company. And I've been using Tumblr longer than that. Like my personal, you know, Tumblr, I have used that for, gosh, 10 years, going on 10 years. 10 years is a long time to be on a platform and using it and be happy with it. And yeah, it's had its ups and downs, but when they started policing the adult content, I knew that it was only a matter of time, because the first thing that happened is they let their whatever computer system randomly select who gets flagged, randomly select whose content gets deleted, you know, and then they had that whole three strike rule for, what was that, the past couple of years that they had the three strike rule? Where if you are in violation of Tumblr's terms of service, your account is deleted. So this has actually been going on for a couple of years, and it started out as a way to, I guess, police copyright infringement. So that was the three strike rule. And then it extended into not just copyright, but adult content. But anyway, I think that the new rules are really stupid. I think they've completely screwed the site. The only people that are going to want to use Tumblr now are like, I don't know, scrapbookers. Not that there's anything wrong with scrapbooking, or like, have you guys ever seen the video of the sponge lady, like the lady that makes little decorations with sponges? The sponge lady will be on Tumblr. So if you, she gets so excited by squiggles. Oh my God, that video is so awesome. Go look up the sponge lady. She's really funny. So like, if you like the sponge lady, or knitting tutorials, or I don't know, non-adult 3D art, which is actually pretty cool. Art's a wonderful thing, right? So if you want to go there for that, you just won't be able to, you won't be able to see any adult content on Tumblr, which, again, I think it's shitty. I think it's really shitty. I think it's, just yuck. So here's my, oh, holy shit. I've been yammering for like over 12 minutes. Okay, so I'm going to wrap this up. You can listen to my rant if you want to. Some of you guys, I know you like hearing my rants. Other people are like, oh my God, she's still talking. I don't care. Anyway, I hope that you join us on Mastodon and BDSM Lure. And obviously, you can still call us. You can email us. You can find us on Skype. You can find us on Enchantrix Empire Social. You can find us on Twitter. There are a million ways to reach us, even if you don't do social media. But if you do social media, there's your platform. So I look forward to hearing your feedback about Tumblr. And yeah, Tumblr can suck my dick. They can suck my strap-on dick. Like, they can seriously fuck off. But anyway, I hope you guys are all well and wonderful and good. And I will see you on the flip side. Bye.